Blog Talk Radio. Out there listening right now. This is Natalie Anderson, and you are listening to Caressing Your Soul on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. Welcome. Again, this is Natalie Anderson, and I am your host for today. And today on Psychic Talk Network, we are going to be discussing animal whispers and what the animal kingdom wants to say to us. Right now, if you would like to, just know that this is a live show. And you can call in. So the number for the live show is 714-816-4628. Again, you can call in. You could chat with me. You can ask a question. But when you do call in, if you would like to call in and be part of the show, please don't forget to hit the number 1. Also, we do have the live chat, which you could go to psychictalk.net/live in order to join our chat also as well. Again, this is Natalie Anderson. I am a psychic medium animal communicator, and I'm located in Suffern, New York. I love what I do. During the day, I'm also a special education teacher where I teach algebra, and I just wanted to introduce myself real fast to the new listeners that I have out there. So if you guys didn't know me or who I am or where I'm from, I am in Suffern, New York. Yes, I am a New Yorker, in case you couldn't tell from that lovely accent I have. But you can find me at Natalie New York Medium, on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. My website is natalienewyorkmedium.weebly.com. And of course, you know, all my information will be on the Psychic Taught Network page. But I do want to get into the topic of today. So today, what I want to discuss is, you know, the animals are whispering. You know, what are they whispering about? What do they want to say? What do they want to share? You know, what are their what's on their mind? And especially because I've realized, and this is very common, of course, but I've realized that a lot of the questions, a lot of posts, because I do have an animal communication Facebook page and healing Facebook page, and I did notice that recently there have been a lot of grief questions. And when I speak to the animals on the other side, or even speak to the animals here in the physical world, you know, I do hear a consistent thing. And one of the things is that humans, we as humans, we hold on to so much. And the animals truly want us to know so much more and be open to so much more than we allow to come through, especially when we are in grief. And this isn't the only thing that we're going to talk about. It's not only about grief that we're going to speak about, but it was something that was a hot topic, not only on that page, but also just me communicating with the animals, me sitting in meditation and saying, hey, listen, you know, I have a show coming up. What do you want to talk about? What do you want to share? What do you want the world to know? Use my voice box to be your voice. So these are the things that I talk about. And, you know, it's very humbling to be able to do this, and it's also very exciting, I guess would be the word, to be able to do this, because I'm giving the blessing from the animals to share how they feel and what's going through and what's going on. So the first thing that I'd like to talk about, actually, I'm like thinking to myself, so what's the first thing I really want to talk about, you know? And I think the first thing I want to talk about is the animal's purpose with us. And I'm sure I've discussed this before, but when we have animals as pets, or animals that just come into our lives for a short period of time, we have to understand that my point of view and anything that I share here today is from my point of view. And what I want to share is I truly, truly, truly feel that these animals that are coming in to spend, you know, years with us or only months with us or not enough time with us or a tremendous amount of time with us, they're here for a purpose. You know, animals I really, truly feel are earth angels. You know, I feel that they run to a higher vibration than humans do. They are much more spiritually connected than humans are. They understand more about life and death than humans do. They have an unconditional love that many humans or most of us have find difficult to experience. So, you know, their purpose is so much more than what we allow ourselves to take in. So when we lose a pet, grief is really difficult. And what they were sharing with me is that they wish that points of views of humans would be different when grieving animals. And what they mean by that is, you know, God forbid if in, let's talk about education. In education, God forbid if somebody has a loss, they have bereavement dates. I feel definitely not enough for the loss. You know, in my school district, if you lose a parent, you get 5 days. But if it's an uncle, you get nothing. If it's an aunt, you get nothing. If it's a cousin, you get nothing. You know, it's very difficult to see this. And then people never thought, like, what about animals? You know, and I'm not saying that businesses or corporations or companies or schools should start giving bereavement for animals, but I think that in our human minds and our human ways of being, that we think to ourselves, we can't grieve because others will look at us like it was an animal, it was a pet. You know, why are you grieving? And what we truly need to do is set aside bereavement time for ourselves in order to grieve our pets. And this is truly from the animal kingdom. And they're talking about bereavement and allowing grief to come through, not for their benefit, but for ours. You know, and that's a big deal. That's a big thing. So when, what the animal shared with me is that when you're grieving a pet, you know, set aside that time. Put aside that time and say, you know what? I'm going to allow myself to grieve. I'm going to allow myself to feel. I'm going to give myself that moment or those moments. There's no time on grief, whether it's for an animal or for humans. There's no time. There's no limit. You know, like bereavement, you get 5 days for your parents, God forbid. But you don't grieve for only 5 days. There's no limit. And the animals are saying, put aside time and allow yourself to grieve, to feel the grief, to grieve as long as you need. Please, they're saying, allow yourself. Even the wild animals are saying that. Because what I found is I watch very limited, I've gotten better, I've been watching more, but I watch very limited TV. And when I see some of the animals, the stories that come up with the animals without getting into them, because I really don't like to get into them, is that I grieve them. So when there's a tragedy and there's a loss, especially at the hands of humans, I feel so much sadness within myself that sometimes I forget to breathe. And then I realize I need to allow myself to grieve. I need to allow myself to feel the sadness of the loss of this animal and feel the sadness of the loss of the humans of this world that didn't realize the impact that they have not only on the animal kingdom but on the entire world themselves. So allowing yourself to grieve, whether it's your pet, or a wild animal, is absolutely something that they want you to do for yourself. They want you to feel. They want you to grieve. They want you to allow that process to be natural and go through it. They don't want you to stop that. We watch animals grieve each other. We watch how their behavior changes. You know, when I lost my Flemish giant rabbit Moose, my albino cat grieved she still grieves every once in a while, but grieved for the longest time. She laid in his spot. You know, she was looking for him. That was her best friend. She grieved him, and we allowed it because we all need to grieve. I'm going to go over what the pet shared with me when the animal shared with me about the grief. But before I do that, and I promise the entire show will not be about grief. It will not be. I promise, 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 promise. But there are some points I do want to go through on the show about grieving your pet and the importance of it. So the first thing I wanted to talk about was allowing yourself the time to grieve. But at this time, I would love to take my first caller. So I'd love to take my first caller and chat, answer your question, or share whatever you want to share. So for my first caller, hello, how are you? What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hello, hi. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Keisha. I'm calling from New Mexico.
Hi, Keisha. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good. How can I help you today?
Well, I don't know. Can you connect to my pet, Jakku?
Can you just spell the name for me?
Well, we spell it like J-A-C-K-O-O. Jakku.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Oh, my gosh. I love that name. I love it. I love it. Now, I am feeling and sensing. Let me just see here. I'm trying to understand what I'm feeling here. Is this pet on the other side?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
I feel him, too. Okay. I feel him all of a sudden. Yes, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I just wanted to make sure because I'm like, wait a minute. I just want to make sure, you know, I'm on the other side. But I want
11-11.
To say.
11-11. It's 11-11. So, okay, that's him.
Oh. Yeah, I guess it is him. And, you know, I got chills on that. But first of all, he wants to say hi, Mama. That's the first thing. He wants to say hello. I feel like you spoke to him all the time because he said that when he was here, you would have conversations with him. He said, and you have his picture because he's talking to me about his picture?
Yes.
Okay,
I sure
good.
Do.
And he's saying, continue to talk to my picture. Continue to. Okay, now, this is the thing. He's also saying, it's funny because we're talking about grieving, and I feel like you feel like you could have. He could have been around longer. Do you feel like there was something you missed or something you could have done differently? Can you understand this?
Yeah, he had a bad leg, and yeah, so it is what it is. Yeah,
and that's what he's saying he doesn't want you to hold on to that. He doesn't want you to feel like because oh my gosh, talk about being spoiled. He's telling me that he was like the king of the castle.
He was an alpha dog. Like the dogs on the street followed him all around, like he was somebody. I was like this guy. Yes.
He's saying that. He's like, and he still is. Because I feel like also around him now on the other side that he has other dogs with him. So he has shown me three other dogs that are with him. But I feel like he's for you, he's also like your protector. So I feel like now from the other side, he's watching over you and he's protecting you, not from anything bad or negative or anything like that, but he feels like he wants to give back to you for all you did for him. And that's a big deal for him. And he loves the fact that he gets to give back now. Because I feel, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like you went above and beyond for him, meaning that when others around him may not have, you did. So you observed him, you watched him, you understood him, you had that connection with him that others could not understand. Am I making sense with this?
Yeah, because I'm the one he would wake up every morning about 3 o'clock to let him outside so he can go hang out with his buddies. And when I go outside to, you know, go to school or whatever, he'd be waiting right there at the door to come in.
Beautiful.
So, yeah,
beautiful.
I was one.
Beautiful. And he said that he still does that. He still does that. So he wants you to know that he's not far, that he's still around you. For you to still continue talking to his pictures, that's a big deal for him. Because he wants you to continue talking to him, because he does hear what you have to say. Did you hurt either a shoulder? Did you hurt your shoulder or have a pain in your shoulder? What happened with your shoulder?
Nothing. Unless something. What happened was it wasn't that. It was like a spiritual. Like it felt like something spiritual hit me in my shoulder, and it felt like I got stabbed in the shoulder. I don't know. But it was like spiritual. You know how you feel a little zing?
Yeah, no.
And that's what
it
was. And every
he's
once in a while it come back. And I'd be like, what is that? So I just choke
he's
it up
putting
some
a pain
type
in my
of spiritual attack. Yeah.
Well, and that's what I was going to say. He's putting a pain in my shoulder, but I don't feel it's a spiritual attack. I feel like it's more of somebody trying to get your attention. So I feel it's more like, hey, you're not listening to me and I'm here, but you're not hearing me. So I'm going to have to really, you know, let you know I'm here. So he's coming in to tell you not to worry, but to be more open and receiving. So it's not a spiritual attack. I don't want you to worry about that. It's just more of he's trying to let you know that there's others around you, that I'm sure you're aware of that, but there's others around you that are trying to get your attention and we're not listening very well. And it's not that you're intentionally not listening or anything like that. He's just saying that it's a little like, hello, we're here, you know, look at us kind of thing, if that makes sense.
Right. Okay.
But he does want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for being not only the lovely person that you are, because I feel like you're a very giving, very loving person, but you take nothing from anybody, so no, you don't let anyone step on you or anything like that. But he is saying thank you for being the person that you are, and please continue with my picture. Please continue talking with me and sharing with me and telling me how your day was and when you're frustrating. He's going on and on and on and on because he's like, he loves that. It just brings you guys closer. But that he's very grateful for the time that he had with you. Okay?
Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh. Thank you so much. God bless you.
You're very welcome. Have a great day.
You do the same.
Okay. Take care. Now, that was nice. Let me just for a second. So it's funny that this call came in because the second part of the grief that I wanted to talk about that the animals had shared with me is, you know, talking about or sharing the positive memories. And so for Keisha to call in, and then for me, I have to say that the importance of that was the photo and the discussions that they have with the photo. And the animals actually want you guys also to know and to share with you guys the importance of keeping their memories alive, of the happiness, you know, so sharing the memories, you know, sharing the stories of the fun times, of the good times that you had together. It's really important to them. It really is. And that brings them closer to you too. Not that they're far away from you. You know, not that they're not with you and not seeing it, but it just brings them a little closer where you could feel them and sense them as well. So, you know, if you have that photograph where if a friend comes over and you're grieving or you're not grieving, but all of a sudden you want to share that funny story or that fun story about your animal that you used to have, share it. Share it because it allows the animals to see us just release the grief, us have that bond with them, us understand them more. And it's such a big deal. It really is such a beautiful and big deal. So share those stories. I mean, I have probably 5 million stories, you know, with my animals that are hysterical that I love to share. And since I shared with you guys earlier about losing my moose, who is my thumbish giant, and Karma being extremely riddled with grief where she didn't eat and she just laid there and just looked for him. You know, one of the funniest things was that Karma and Moose were very, very attached to each other. And at night we would go to bed and I would find Karma and Moose sleeping together. And, you know, I have a cat and a rabbit. So even though he was a Flemish giant, I really didn't want to leave my cat with a rabbit when we weren't watching because she has claws and you just never know what could happen. So Moose did not have a cage. He had what was a dog pen, and it was open on the top. So we decided to get a stroller netting and put the netting on top of Moose's cage so that at night Karma couldn't hop in and sleep with him. And it was only at night when we were sleeping when we really couldn't see what was going on because he was a free-range rabbit in the house. And he was 20 pounds, so he wasn't little. And we hear this commotion going on downstairs. And we're like, what is that? So we go downstairs and Moose is not in the cage. Karma's sleeping on the piano. I don't know where he is. And all of a sudden I realized he tried jumping out of his cage. And when he landed on the other side, the stroller netting had caught him. So he was like in a hammock, basically, on the side of his cage. And it was one of the funniest things that we have ever seen. Because here you have a 20-pound rabbit just sitting there going, what just happened? How come I'm not with Karma right now running around the house creating chaos? What caught me? And yet he was just kind of chilling out in that hammock-like area of the netting, which was absolutely, absolutely hysterical. I mean, it's one of the stories that my children love to tell, that we love to tell, because it's just a happy, fun, silly memory that we have of Moose. And that's what the animals want. They want you to share those happy, fun stories about them. You know, it's just something that they definitely stressed with me. I'm just looking through the chat because we are on the chat also, so I don't want you guys to forget that you can go to psychictalk.net live and chat away with us. And you could also call in, don't forget, 714-816-4628, and you would hit the number one in order to come live on the show. I just want to do the next number three. So I did the first one was, you know, set alone aside time to grieve. The second one we're talking about, you know, the memories and just those fun stories that you can share. And number three, and this is where I forgot, and this is where I made my mistakes in losing an animal, is that you forget to breathe. And what do we mean by that? You know, you lose your smile, you lose your laughter, you forget to breathe because you're so riddled with the grief. And what they're saying is that they don't want that. They don't want you to forget the other animals that are with you that you need to tend to and you need to care for. They don't want you to forget about your family and your children, and they don't want you to forget about yourself. So that's their other reminder, is like to focus on living continuously. So don't stop living because you've had a loss. They want you to continue your life. They want you to continue to do the things you do for the reasons that you do them. And I have to say that all of these things that they shared with me and all the things that we went over and I went over with them goes for humans too when we lose a human. But I think that what happens is that when we listen to this and we go, oh, yeah, well, that's what they tell you to do when you have a loss of a human. You got to get out of bed. You got to move forward. And the thing is that that's expected for human loss. But for some reason, we've put like these expectations or these limits on grief for animals. And I don't understand why we've done that. So that's why like the animals are whispering to me saying, tell people it's okay to grieve. Tell people that it's okay to share a story. Tell people that it's okay to say that they're sad. Tell people to say, you know, it's okay to move forward and to live life while grieving. Like, it's so important to them because I feel like we have such limits on ourselves when it comes to losing animals and grieving for them, which is, you know, a friendly reminder from the animal kingdom, a friendly reminder, you know, that it's okay to grieve. It's okay. So I would like to take our next caller, since I went over 3 points. I'd like to take our next caller now. Hello, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Natalie. This is Laura in New Jersey.
Hi, Laura. New Jersey. Where in New Jersey are you? I got to ask.
I'm down around Terry Hill.
Okay. My sister lives in, like, Gloucester Township. So I don't think that's very far of you, from you.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I know where that's at.
Oh, cool. So how can I help you today?
Well, I don't have a pet. So I was wondering, do you do readings for, you know, other things other than grieving for a pet if you don't have a pet?
Of course.
do you connect with loved ones or...
Well, we can definitely try. Yeah. What's your loved one's name?
Either George or Shirley.
Okay, and they are your?
My mom and my dad.
Parents? Your parents, okay. I knew that, and I shouldn't have hesitated for that. I'm sorry. That was my ego mind getting in the way when I hesitated. I should have done that. George and Shirley, you know, it's funny is that they come in together, but I'm going to ask them to separate. And I think they come in together. They were married for many, many, many years.
Yes, they were.
Okay, because they're coming in together like this. And you have mom's wedding band. Mom's explaining her wedding band is significant.
Yeah, I do have it, yes.
Okay, beautiful, because mom wants to acknowledge it. She knows that you have it. She also wants to, dad went past first before mom?
Yes, he did.
Okay, because she wants to acknowledge that as well, because mom is saying that when she was ready to pass or when she was passing, that dad was by her side. Now, mom's bringing me to my chest area as well, so I'm feeling a heaviness in my chest area. So can you understand an issue within the chest area for mom during her passing?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. She also wants to discuss, and you have a brother as well, because she's talking to me about the boy.
I have two brothers, older brothers.
Okay, wait, don't give me more. Don't give me more.
Okay.
It's funny how
okay, sorry.
And there's a delay. No, it's okay. There's a delay, so I have to, like, jump on you. Like, please don't give me more. Okay. So she wants to talk about one of the brothers, and I feel like one of the brothers is holding on to. Did one of the brothers either not get a chance to talk to mom right before or wanted to say something and didn't get an opportunity to say it to mom? Because she wants to talk to me about this grief that he's holding on to, about not being able to tell her something.
I don't know. Ask her if it's the middle child or the older child. I'm the youngest.
Okay. Okay, so let me see this. Let me just see. I want to say that October is significant, so it will be a birthday anniversary, a month of passing for you or someone close to your family. So what is October?
October is my birthday.
Is your birthday? Okay, mom's saying happy birthday. I'm just asking her. I'm going to start throwing things at you just so we can figure out which one she's talking to, okay?
Okay.
She also wants to talk about the person who had the issue with the car, and I feel like it was a tire issue recently. Did someone have an issue with their car?
Well, I just put air in my tires this morning.
Okay. Well, that's mom saying, hello, I'm right with you, watching what you're doing. So that's her way, too. I'm going to keep having her give me a little bit more. I want to say it's a J name, and it's not George. I know George sounds like that J, but I want to talk about the J name. I want to say it's like Jimmy or James. Can you understand this name?
Yeah, so my dad's father was my grandfather, James, and we also have, there's a great-grandfather, James, as well in the family on my mom's side, and there's an Uncle Jimmy on my dad's side.
Oh, so
I don't know which James, which side of the family.
Well, I think mom's just saying that we're all here. I think she's just saying that we're all together. But she wants to bring up either, I want to say this past June, it was either a graduation or a celebration of an accomplishment. Can you understand? It was someone in the family. Celebration.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what happened in June. I'll have to go ask my brothers, I guess.
Did she graduate?
Well, she was going for her nursing degree, so I don't know if she got it or not. Maybe that's what happened.
I'm going to tell you more than likely she did, because I hear congratulations, and I hear that this is your brother's daughter, correct?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So that was where mom was trying to get the brothers. That's why I was going through all of this so quickly and trying to get to what it was, because mom just wanted to say congratulations. So that's where that's coming from. So if she didn't graduate, then she would be graduating soon, but I do want to say that June was when she graduated. So June was when everything was solidified. So mom just wants to say congratulations.
Okay, good.
And mom and dad both also want to say thank you to you. So I feel like you took care of, like, this final, they want to say thank you. Mom especially wants to say thank you, but dad's by her side. But mom wants to say thank you because I feel like you made sure that the things that she wanted to get done were done for her. Can you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. So she just wants to say thank you for that, because the choices and the decisions that you made were exactly what she wanted. So she doesn't want you to second guess whether you made the right decision or not, because you did. So she's very, very grateful for that.
She's very grateful for that.
She also wants to say, are you going on vacation? Is there a vacation coming up?
No. Not
that
I'm aware of.
Did you just come back from a vacation? Did you just come back from a vacation then?
No.
Who in the family is going to the beach?
I live near the beach, and I thought it might be nice just to go take a drive down there one day, I might do that. But it's not really a vacation.
No. I want to say vacation. Nope. This is what Mom is sharing with me, so I'm going to share it with you. She's sharing me vacation
okay.
well needed.
Oh,
so
wait.
Vacation.
I think I know what she's saying. My nephew recently went on a vacation with his girlfriend down to Florida.
Okay. So
that
Mom is just letting you know that she knows also. And I feel like it was a vacation well needed. So I feel like it was something that was needed, like to rejuvenate ourselves again or to feel. So I don't feel like it was just something, oh, every year we go down. I feel like it was something that we really needed just to kind of recharge. That's the word she's giving me, recharge. So she just wants to acknowledge that as well. But she does want to send her love. She just wants to say that she is with Dad, which you knew already. She's telling me that you knew this already, but that she wants to send her love to the family, and she wants to thank you guys for sharing. When you get together, there's like little stories that we share that makes everybody laugh. I want to say it's about Mom and Dad's relationship and how they work together. So it's like those funny stories that we share when we're all together. But it's been a while. Has it been a while since the family's gotten together?
Well, since the whole family got together, but several months ago, maybe 6 months or so, my brothers and I got together with my uncle. He's got cancer, and we were all reminiscing and joking. Remember, you know, bringing up funny episodes.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so it was real nice.
They want you to continue that. They want you to continue that because they do appreciate that because it keeps them around and it keeps them laughing on the other side as well. So Mom and Dad just want to send their love. They want to tell you to continue doing what you're doing, but that you are working a little bit too hard, they feel. So I'm going to throw that in there. But to continue doing what you're doing, as they're very proud of you, and send your love, their love, to the family, please. And I'm going to leave you with that. A blessing. Thank you so much for calling in. You're welcome.
Thank you, Nellie.
Have a good day.
Great.
Oh, you're welcome.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So, again, we are a live show, so you can call in at 714-816-4628. Don't worry. Just click number one if you want to come live on the show, and we're here to listen to you, and we're talking about, you know, excuse me, I'm a little bit congested. Yesterday we went to the city, and I think that it just got to me a little bit, which usually it doesn't. I mean, usually I'm pretty good, but I'm sorry from, like, my nasally voice or whatever you want to call it. But remember, we're talking about messages from the animal kingdom. So I just wanted to continue with that chat and just continue with also, we talked about, you know, setting time aside to breathe, allowing yourself to remember fun stories and nice memories that you had. Don't forget to live and breathe and continue with your life and taking care of your other animals that are around you. And they said meditate. And this was the funniest thing for me because, believe it or not, meditation for me is not easy. You know, I get into my head still, you know, or I fall asleep. And when they said meditate, I found it so interesting, like, meditate. Like, you know, it was a whole, like, wait a minute, let's figure this out, meditate. How am I going to share this with the people? And it was like, you know, allow yourself that quiet time. You know, allow yourself, that's truly a timeout. And then I realized if you sit down to meditate and give yourself that timeout and you fall asleep, that's exactly what your body needed. You know, exactly what it needed. And if you allow yourself to meditate, and this is really important because I have a lot of people asking these questions. If you allow yourself to meditate, and you have an experience with an animal or a person, but you have an experience, and then you come out of your meditation, please, 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 I don't know if I said please enough, do not come out and say, I made that up. Because what happens is, and what I realized after writing these down and taking my notes and, you know, having this discussion and trying to figure things out is when we meditate, we're raising our vibration. We're meeting our loved ones on the other side. We're inviting them in. So our blocks are down. So why wouldn't they come in? Why wouldn't they join us? Why wouldn't they show us that they're okay? you know, why wouldn't they? And with that said, I remember reading on, I have a Facebook animal communication and healing page, and we're at 999 members, so I can't wait for that 1,000. But I remember reading that one of my clients had shared that she had a dream and it wasn't positive with the animal. Like, she was worried of why did this happen? What happened? You know, what's going on? When we have those dreams where it starts to look like something negative or something scary, that's fear-based. That's our fear. I have to say, Natalie's point of view, Natalie's experiences, what Natalie's done, I'm going to stress that this is everything that I've done and I've experienced. What I'm going to say is that when they go to the other side, it is completely different. There is no more pain. There is no more fear. There is no more anger. It's just different. You release those emotions or those burdens so that you can heal and help yourself on the other side. So when we see an animal in our dreams that feels like it's suffering still or something negative is going on still, we need to check within ourselves. When they share that with us, what they're saying is, hey, listen, I know you're still holding on to the guilt. I know you're still holding on to the grief. I know you're still holding on to the pain. I'm showing you what it looks like within you, but I need you to let it go. And I know it's not easy. And when people say let it go, it's like, well, how do I let it go? If it were that easy to let it go, I just let it go. But that's what all of these points are that I'm sharing today, is that when you notice and you see, oh, my gosh, I'm doing X, Y, and Z, allow yourself to grieve. Allow yourself to remember the positive. Allow yourself to breathe and continue living. Go into meditation and say, okay, I know this is my pain and my anxiety, my fear and my anger and my frustration. Now I see it within you. How do I let it go? Help me. In your meditation, you have that talk and that discussion. Help me to let it go. And just know that, you know, they're with you. You're not alone. You know, so allow yourself through that meditation to really dig deep and really see within your soul what's going on and feel and know and understand. Use all your clairs to really go through what's going on. Because the animal kingdom is saying that's when you truly see exactly what you need to know. So that's when it is. And again, if you fall asleep, allow yourself to sleep, and the next day do it again. And another thing is that with the meditation, I'm not saying that you have to be seated and you know, with your back straight up, and you have to be quiet and silent for 60 minutes and on and on and on and on. I can't do that. For me, I find a comfortable position. You know, I open myself up and I say, okay, I'm going to meditate. And if it's for 7 minutes, that's exactly what I needed. If it's for 5 minutes, that's exactly what I needed. I just have to be so careful because sometimes I fall asleep and all of a sudden it's 15 minutes later. I'm like, oh, my God, I can't believe I just did that. But there's no time restraint to it is what I'm saying. It doesn't have to be a specific amount of time. And I know some of you, I have other points and stuff, but I know some of you are wondering, you know, Natalie, how did you start this animal communication, or how did you do this, or can I do this, and where did you get this information from, and, you know, how did you receive it and all that stuff? And I have to say that I do not believe that I have a special gift. I believe that I saw a passion, I saw a vocation, and I ran for it, and I worked at it. And I do feel that if you have the same spark within you, you can do it as well. And I don't want to forget to share that Tuesday, July 31st, I am running an Animal Communication 101 online workshop. And it's basically the basics of animal communication. I take you through a guided meditation to meet your spirit animal guide. And I teach you how to connect with the animals and how to look at pictures and connect and how to just give you that foundation of animal communication, which is a beautiful thing because my belief, why am I doing this? I want to do this because I'm hoping. I have approximately 60 students under me that have gone through animal communication. If I look at those 60 students and they've touched 5 people's lives, that's 300 people that they've helped. And that's only from them touching five. And I know my students have touched more than that. So my goal is to respect the animals and to work with the animals and to spread what they need by teaching others how to do what I do. I want to pass it on so that you pass it on, so that they pass it on, so that it becomes something that's viral. I want it to be something where the animals are like, wow, not only we heard, but we could feel the shift in the world. And that's what's really important. And that's why I do that. So I do have a workshop online on Tuesday. It has a couple of spots open that is an introduction to animal communication. And it literally introduces you and gives you the foundation for it. And after that, I do mentoring and stuff like that. But it's up to you whether you want to put the work into it or not. But it is a workshop that I absolutely love and adore and just go crazy over doing it. I just absolutely love doing it. I did want to just break and talk about that for a second. I also wanted to tell you guys tomorrow, not to forget, that Monday there are open lines because Dax and Sharon are going to be talking about angel numbers and other messages. So make sure do not miss out on tomorrow's show. Do not miss out. You don't want to miss out on that. So don't forget about tomorrow's show. I also wanted to remind you guys that I am on Facebook, and you can find me at Natalie New York Medium. I'm on Instagram. You could email me at natalienewyorkmedium@gmail.com. That's NY for New York. But today's show about the animal speaks, I know a lot of people usually ask afterwards is how do you get this information? How do you communicate? And that's how. You know, you take a workshop and you work at it afterwards. You get that introduction. I don't care who you work with or where you work with. If it's someone who feels right with you, work with that person. There's no reason why you can't do what I do. There's no reason why we can't all spread the love and the voice of the animals around, because it's really, really, really important. It really is. The fifth thing that they spoke about was, and I got into this, was not to forget about your other animals and allow them and watch them and observe them. Allow your other animals to grieve. Allow them to heal you. If you find your animal coming to you and wanting to sit in your lap or rubbing up against you, or if you ever sit with me in a reading, you will see that my two cats I have Magic and Karma. Magic will come in and she usually has information that she wants to share with me or the person that I'm reading, so I'll listen to what she has to say. Karma comes in because as I'm working with you, she's actually healing you and healing me at the same time. Now, how lucky am I? How lucky am I to have the opportunity? And I have other animals, but how lucky am I to have the opportunity to have these two cats that do this? So don't forget about them. When they're grieving or when they've lost, observe them and watch them and know that they're doing things too. And if they come to you and they're speaking to you, it's probably more than likely them telling you, let me help you. Let me guide you. Let me heal you. Or it's them sharing that they know that you're grieving. Have a conversation with them. Watch them. You know, my dog Piper cracks me up. She's got the best eyebrows in the world. Her eyebrows give everything away. You know, whether she's in tune with you and watching what you're doing, whether she wants something and she's determining whether it's the right time to ask, whether she's going to try to manipulate something. You know, like, these are things that they do. Why? And if you watch Piper, she gives it away. Absolutely gives it away. I see in the chat, hello, Natalie, thank you for sharing your gift. Grateful Settler. You are more than welcome. I love my gift. If you have any information on a missing cat, Goldie. Okay. Goldie, I'm just going to run with what I have because I'm not going to wait for feedback. I'm just going to give what I have. So I do feel like we are dealing with an orange tabby. I do feel like we are missing, oh, you're also on the phone. Oh, okay. Do me a favor. Can you, yes, orange tabby. Okay. Can you do me a favor, love? Can you just type your last four digits of your phone number and hopefully I could get you on live with me. So if you could do that, because it definitely would be easier. Okay, so if I can have the caller for 0076, the last four numbers, and I hope that's all we need to get it through.
Yes.
Yay! Well, thank you.
Thank you.
First of all, I am so, so very sorry for your missing cat because it is absolutely devastating. When we lose, and I've been through that, so I totally understand. So we do have an orange tabby. I do feel I'm a bit on the chunky side. Can you understand this as well?
Yes, just tell me. West Rosebud.
Okay. Okay, or as I would call a beer belly, even though cats don't have beer bellies, but I do feel like I am a little bit on the chunky side. So I am getting the number 12 as significant as well, so I'm not sure how the 12 is correlated with him, but can you understand the number 12?
No. I believe he disappeared on June 19th.
Okay.
Between 19th and the 20th.
Okay. So I'm going to leave the 12 with you because I'm not sure what 12 means, but we don't even have to worry about that. What I do want to say is I do feel like he's still here. That's the first thing I want to start off with. I know that's your major question. Do I feel if he's still here or not? I do feel that he's still here. So I do want to let you know that. I also feel like he is not far. And what I mean by that is I don't feel like he has traveled a great distance. Can you understand what I mean by that? So I feel like he's not too far. So what I want you to do, are there feral cat colonies by you?
Yes. I take care of feral cat colony, and he was one of them who adopted us, and I've got feral cat colony coming into my sunroom.
So I have a feeling that he's hanging out with them because I'm seeing the feral cat colony. excuse me. This is more of the logical mind because he's showing me the feral cat colony. This is more of the logical mind than it is me communicating with him right now. But what I want you to do is I want you, because I feel like we have to trigger his nose. So I feel like he's kind of gone back to his feral and kind of like, hey, I forgot about you. Hey, you know, Sam, how are you? I haven't seen you in 6 months. You know, like that kind of thing. But what I want you to do is I want to trigger his nose again. So how I want to trigger his nose is through food and through your scent. So this sounds weird, but I would love for you at dusk, for about an hour, to put out like, and you're gonna have every cat around your block, just so you know. But I want you to put out like a can of sardines or a can, something really stinky. I want you to put that outside, and also at dawn. So you're gonna put outside for about an hour, and then bring it back in if there's any left.
Okay.
And then you're gonna put it outside.
So now in my sunroom, I always keep food for the cats, the feral cats. Because they come into my sunroom and you know they eat and. Also water because it's very hot outside right now. So there's
always food. And I want this to be outside, though. I don't want it in your sunroom. I want it outside. And if you notice, I'm not saying the regular cat food. You want to trigger the nose.
Okay.
So that's what we want to do. We want to trigger his nose. But I really truly feel like he's outside.
Okay.
Excuse me. Is there chain link fence around you? Is there a chain link fence in your area?
Banks, and then there is townhomes from where all the feral cats come.
He's showing me the chain link. So that's what I see. So I just want you to be aware. It's something where you're going to have to see him. So he sees you. He's going to come around, but you're going to see him. So I want you to, you will see him. So I don't want you to worry. But I do feel he is okay. I do feel he's hanging with his friends, being a naughty boy, you know.
We
just have to try that again.
Okay,
and I'm
going
to tell him to
happy.
Return home also.
Please, because I was out of town.
I will.
And I think that what triggered him leaving.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much for that message.
You are very welcome. You are very welcome.
Thank you.
Have a week. You're welcome.
You. I'll let you know what happens. Thanks. And I'm joining
you. Please
keep me in
the
loop.
Wonderful.
I'm the 1,001. Okay, take care.
Yay! Congratulations. Thank you. Have a good day. For those of you who are listening, that's something that I actually share with people, is that when we lose our cats don't go that far usually. They're usually within a radius, and you always want to trigger the nose. You always want to trigger the nose through food. And this sounds crazy, but dirty kitty litter. So that's how they do it, because cats can actually smell up to a 2-mile radius around your home, which is crazy. So that's why you want to trigger the nose right away. And because our environment is so crazy and so busy and so, you know, interferes with so much that when you do it at dawn and dusk, that's our quiet time. And that's when they're willing to come out and see what's going on. So that's where, like, excuse me, that's where not only learning animal communication, but learning animal behavior, which I do in my mentorship when I work with people one-on-one, which is very intensive, that's what I do. because the animals give us clues and they give us ideas and they show us things like the chain link fence that I saw. The reason why they do this is because they're giving us what they can communicate. And what we have to understand is take the next step. Okay, what do we have to do to help them to come back? So when it comes to lost animals, in my training, I do share with you how to teach and help and know and what to do and what the situation is with lost animals. So it's always, that's part of the training, not the introduction to the animal communication, but if you ever work with me beyond that, that's part of the training because it's so important to know certain things to help people. And that's why I also stress that this is my logical mind now. You know, the cat was showing me certain things, but then I have to go into my logical mind and give you the information of what to do with it. What logically should we do? Yeah, and I hope I'm making sense with that. Again, with the grief, because I know the animals want me to get through this, and I know that time is coming short, and I do want to take at least one more caller before I leave. Creating a memory box, there's nothing wrong with that. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. So many sittings I have where the animals share with me, oh my gosh, I'll say to them, I know that you have my ashes and it's in this area of the house with my collar and I have all this stuff as evidence for them. And it's great because the animals know and allows you to hold on to those things that we need to hold on to, those positive memories. You know, and also knowing that they're okay, that they see it, that they know it. You know, they really want to help us breathe. They really want to help us understand the animal's life after death, that it does exist just like it does for humans, that it does happen just like it does to humans. And also the last thing that they wanted to share with you guys is that, you know, allow others to share with others your grief. Share with others your story and your pain and what you're going through. There's no reason why you have to hold it in. There's no reason. Talk about it. Because what it does is that if we don't talk about it, we hold it in our throat, and that creates a stored energy within your throat, which creates laryngitis, or it creates strep throat, or it can create a terrible cough, and it could create all these things within us because we're holding it in. It's energy that we need to relieve and release and let go. It's really important. Listen, grief is really hard. And if I could say this on the radio, I hope I can. Grief sucks. It hurts. But the animals are saying, allow yourself. We need you. I'm sorry for my kids yelling in the background. Allow yourself to go through it. Allow yourself to grieve. Allow yourself to share our stories and to cry and to talk about us and to make memory boxes and to, you know, just don't forget your other animals that are there, and don't forget your family that's there, and don't forget to live as well. Also, if when you lose an animal, I think the worst thing, and they keep on reminding me of this, for us to say is that, and I really shouldn't say this because my kids are like, Mom, that's what you said when we lost Moose. But the worst thing for us to say is that I can't do it again. I just can't do it again. When they hear that, it makes them sad. And the reason why it makes them sad, which doesn't really make them sad because they really don't have that emotion there, but you understand what I'm saying. I'm using our human emotions in order for us to understand what I mean by this, is that they look at their lives and they look at what they've had and they want that for others. So when the time is right, there is no time period that's right. It could be 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years. It could be 5 weeks, 5 months, 5 years. It doesn't matter. When the time is right, allow yourself to love another because that's what we need. Just like we need the animals need us. So, you know, it's very, very important to not allow the pain of grief to stop us from loving others. And I was hoping, and I have a very strong feeling that there are some of you that are listening right now that are doing exactly that, and that's why I'm so stuck on that right now. So I feel like there's some of you who are saying, but I can't do it again because it just hurts so bad. So my message to you, if that's you right now, is that it may hurt so bad, but think about how great it feels when you have that unconditional love and you can give it to another, especially if it's a rescue pet. Especially because there's just so many out there. I am going to take another caller at this time, so if I could have another caller, and if you could just give me your name and just tell me where you're calling from. Hello, what's your name and where are you calling from?
It's Jay calling from Canada.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how about yourself?
Good, good. You said Jay?
Yes.
Okay, just want to make sure you said Jay and not Jake. How can I help you today?
Yes, I lost my mother to cancer, and I also lost my friend just recently to cancer, so it's been a little bit of trying for emotions. Yeah, thank you. And, yeah, it's been a little bit trying for emotions.
Okay. Okay, so let me see what I get here for a second.
Thank you.
Sure. I do want to say with Mom, did Mom's cancer spread, so was it in one area? Because I feel like it started in one, but it spread throughout. Can you understand that?
Yes, it did.
Okay. So what Mom wants to say, first of all, first January. January is significant. This is the birthday anniversary or month of passing for you or someone close to you, January?
No.
You tell me no, she tells me yes. I'm going to laugh.
Was she passing?
Remember
no.
I said January. No. I want you to understand this is for someone, for you or someone close to you in the family. Mom is mentioning January as significant. So with someone in the family, a birthday, anniversary, or month of passing?
No, I get nothing for that.
Okay. Just put it to the side. Remember I said that, okay, because it may come back later.
Mm-hmm.
Mom, just like, were you reading to Mom? Did you read with Mom? She's showing me some things next to her reading.
I'm not sure. Because... Yeah, it must have been a long time ago.
She's talking to me about the reading. She's talking to me about the reading. Because I feel like that was her way and her connection to things. I'm just asking for more information. Mom's photo in your home that you have, it's in a picture frame, but I feel like it's on a shelf. Can you understand that?
Yeah, it's on a shelf right now.
Okay, perfect. She just wants to acknowledge that she, first of all, that photo is one of her favorites. That's the first thing. So I was going to say something else. That photo is one of her favorite. That's the first thing she wants to say. She also wants to say that, do you touch the photo?
Not very often.
She's talking to me about the conversations that you have with the photo, and you were holding it and you were having a conversation asking for something. So I feel like, and I know this is very personal, I'm sorry, but I feel like, there was a time where I was grieving, but you were talking to her photo about the grief that you were feeling. Can you understand this? And it wasn't grief for her. It was grief for someone else.
I don't know, you know, the people who are passed on can hear every thought. So.
They can.
Yes.
They can.
So.
Your friend that passed with cancer was male?
Yes.
Okay, because he's just stepping in also because he wants to talk about the fact that you spoke about him. Did you speak at his funeral? You're talking about speaking.
No, I did speak to his body at the funeral.
Okay, well then he heard your words because he's talking to me about you speaking and that he heard your words. So he wants you to know that. So he heard what you said because that's very important to him because I feel like you said things to him that were between only the two of you. Obviously, that's it. Let me get more out of that. You were his right arm is what he's sharing with me. So I feel like he could share things with you or tell things with you and you understood. You never judged him or you never made him feel sick. Can you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
You were very important to him. Again with the January, so I'm just going to mention it again because he is giving me January. I just want to mention that again. You have his shirt?
No, I got about three of them.
He's talking to me about his shirt. Okay, perfect. So he's talking about the shirt as well. So I feel like either you hold on to them or you literally wear them. When you do that, does put him closer to you. and he wants to say thank you. Were you holding his hand in the end? Show me you holding his hand.
Yes, I did hold his hand.
Okay, beautiful, because he's showing me that as well, but I feel like I couldn't really speak to you when you were holding my hand, so that's why I want to acknowledge this as well. So he wants to say that he doesn't want you to remember the ending, because I feel like you keep replaying the ending, and I feel like it was a long time. It wasn't a quick ending. I feel like it was a while. So he doesn't want you to focus on that time in the end. He wants you to focus on the time that you guys spent together that was fun, the time when he was healthy. But he does want to say thank you, because you made sure that he, like, you made him laugh and you made sure that he never felt he was a burden. So you were there and you listened to him, but the way your words were very taken in by him. So he wants to thank you for that. December as well, he's giving me a significant, can you understand December? And birthday, anniversary, and month of passing.
I have nothing there in that time period.
There's no one in your family that has a birthday, anniversary, or month of passing in December?
Not that I remember, no. I know that maybe, well, my friend tried to get a hold of me in January 1st.
Your friend tried to what? I'm sorry?
Tried to get a hold of me on January 1st.
No, it wouldn't. No, I would tell you it was that, but no, it wasn't.
Yeah,
that.
So no, I don't know anybody.
Okay, just remember I'm saying this, because I know that they're giving this to me, and also the number 17 is significant. So on a calendar, I could go up one or down one. So I could do 17, around the 17th, 17, 16, 17, or 18, but I feel like I'm on a calendar, and I feel like this is significant for you.
Okay.
That they're giving me as well. But I do want to say, Mom sends her love, but your friend wants to say that he wants you to, are you looking, because he's making me feel like he's giving you signs, but you're missing them. So I feel like you're looking for signs, but you're looking so hard that you're missing them. So please understand the feather that will come around you, it's from him. It's his gift to you. So I don't want you to look for it. I just want you to know that he is sending it to you, okay?
Okay.
So, but I want you to also not worry about how they are. They are more than fine. They are more than fine. They are relieved, they are free, and they are peaceful, okay?
Okay.
And they love you very, very, very much. And when you put that shirt on, don't forget your friend is with you. He's always with you, but he's even closer when you have that shirt.
Right.
All right?
Okay.
All right. I'm very sorry for your loss.
Okay, thank you.
All right, take care.
Okay, take care.
So at this time, this is the end of our show, but I don't want to forget that you can find me at natalienewyorkmedium.weebly.com. You can find me on Facebook at Natalie New York Medium. I also have a animal communication and healing support group on Facebook that you're more than welcome to join if you're an animal lover or have an animal that you need help with. We're all open there to support one another. I also have a workshop coming up on Tuesday, which is an introduction to animal communication. There are a couple of spots left, and it is, you can find it on Facebook, or you can email me at natalienewyorkmedium@gmail.com. But I do want to thank you guys for today's show. I really appreciate all the callers that come in and all the listeners that I have and all the support that I have. Again, remember, if anything, the animal whispers today, you know, it's funny how the topics went to one specific thing, which is grief. And what they're asking for you guys to do is to allow yourselves to grieve and allow yourselves to go through the steps, but don't forget to live, because they're more than fine on the other side. They see what's going on and they love you very much. So again, it's Natalie New York Medium, and I want to thank everyone for joining me today, and have a wonderful, wonderful Sunday. Take care.